going?
Yep.
All right, good morning, folks. It's 9 o'clock. We'll call the February meeting of the Gambling Control Board meeting together. We'll begin with introductions of the board staff, and I'll begin to my right.
Paul Schofield, Winthrop.
Barbara Dresser, Saco.
Greg McNeil, Fairfield.
Now, I'm Tim Doyle, Chair of the Board, and I'm from Turner. Bob Harmon is not with us today. Next, I'll have the Executive Director introduce himself and his staff.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, board members. With us today is Kathy Rovatai, my Executive Assistant, Mallory Riley, who oversees our licensing, Lenny Osweek is our Auditor, Vicki Gardner, Inspector Supervisor, and Detective Don Armstrong with the State Police.
Okay, and finally, we have a representative of the Attorney General's Office here. I'll have him introduce himself.
Ron Gay, Assistant Attorney General.
Okay. Next on our agenda today is the approval of the minutes from our January 16th meeting. Those were sent to the board in draft form ahead of today's meeting. Are there any questions, comments, recommended changes from the board? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the January 16th meeting minutes? Those opposed?
One here.
All right, so you're going to abstain?
Abstain.
Be 3-4, one abstention. Next up would be the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Champion.
Okay, again, good morning. From the operations standpoint, in January, there were 24 shipments of machines and or associated equipment shipped to or from licensed facilities. On-site inspectors completed 647 observations, 37 checklists. There were 7 minor violations being monitored from our activity log. 3 patron complaints and 4 distributions of formal reports were sent for members reviewed by statute. There were 7 self-exclusions. For the month of January 2018, we've identified a decrease of 1.1% in total tax revenue for both facilities versus January 2017. Year to date, it's obviously the same, which was primarily due to 3 days of snow and or ice storms versus 1 in January of 2017. Oxford reported 22.5% win for the month of January from table games and 9.8% win from slots. Oxford's payback percentage for January was 90.2% with an average gross win per machine of $175.60. Hollywood reported a 29.9% average win for the month of January from table games and 10.4% win from slots. Hollywood's payback percentage for January was 89.6% with an average gross win per machine was $119.79. The central monitoring system, RFP, is under legal and Department of Procurement Services review. It's a rather large RFP. The financial RFP is under review by the Department of Procurement Services for publishing, so we're real close to being able to publish that and proceed with that RFP. The ADW rules are currently being reviewed by the VLA committee. I attended a public hearing, and at that hearing, some information was disclosed that the unit is following up on, and we'll be able to bring more information to you at a future meeting. And that's my report.
And currently, the VLA has tabled the hearing, so.
That is correct. There was a workshop yesterday, and it was tabled until further notice.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any questions of the executive director? All right. That brings us to the state police report, unless you have something further.
Yep.
Okay. Detective Armstrong.
Good morning. It was another fairly quiet month. There were 5 thefts at the casinos involving Tito tickets. All of those have been recovered except one, and I believe that one, the person's account has been flagged. I'm also working on an incident where a minor used a false ID to gain access into the casino and actually claimed a jackpot under a false name. I'll keep the board informed on the results of that. As far as licensing goes, 23 new licenses were investigated and completed. 56 renewal licenses were also investigated and 24 are still pending. So we're keeping up on licenses pretty well. And I am currently conducting a suitability investigation of a company that applied for a vendor's license in Maine. The company is North American Video, and that investigation should be completed in the near future. And for calls of service from the local police departments, I only received one from Bangor. They only had 9 for the last month.
Just a quick question. When you say a minor, you mean a minor less than 21 or less than 18?
Less than 21.
Okay.
And like I said, had a false ID that was very similar to her. So it was checked and
okay.
We looked into that, so.
Okay. Any questions of the detective? Seeing none, thank you. Before you start, I did have one question, Mr. Champion, on the self-exclusions. Are those 9, are they occurring here? Are people coming here, or are they excluding at mental health services or one of the facilities?
Probably 99% of the time it's at the facilities themselves.
Okay.
At the casinos themselves, yes.
Good.
I don't know how many, Maui might be able to help us out, how many would you get from the outside agencies and support us? It's very few.
None in the last year and a half.
Okay, so it's mostly right at the facility.
Right at the facilities, yes.
Thank you. That brings us to unfinished business. First up, we had a little information we had asked for regarding the acquisition of NRT and Sightline. They were here, just so the board would recall, at our last meeting. Were available for us to ask questions. And the only question I had more to do with the organization chart after the acquisition. So I asked for just a little additional information, and Milt has that ready for us today.
Okay, and I sent the slides to you in advance, and we'll go through them real quick. I'm just going to really summarize basically this acquisition. Next slide. Since 1993, NRT has been a pioneer in the gaming industry, leveraging innovative technologies that improve the casino experience. Utilizing NRT's innovative cash handling system and executing the first automated jackpot payout, our comprehensive ticket redemption solution has changed the casino guest experience, streamlined casino operations, and eliminated cage lineups. Next slide. Sightline continues to apply creativity and excellence to change the payments paradigm in the worldwide gaming industries. Their Play Plus solution has been designed to bring 21st century electronic payments to gaming so the patrons can pay for their play in the same way that they pay for almost everything else in their lives without cash. Next slide. NRT Technology Group and Sightline Payments, since the closing of their merger, will be named NRT Sightline and will form one of the largest pure play gaming payment technology companies in the world with an equity value of over $300 million. Next slide. In the process of updating the NRT license, a suitability investigation was completed on Mr. Kurt Sanford, as previously stated at the last board meeting by Detective Armstrong. He found no issues or concerns with his investigation, and he found Mr. Sanford to be suitable. Backpage completed a financial review of the merger and found that both the company and key executives have demonstrated financial responsibility. And then the last two slides are specifically the org charts that the chairman asked to see at this meeting. And this is the actual current structure on the first slide, and then the final structure is on the slide after.
Okay, are there any questions of Milt regarding the additional information he presented? Just for the board's awareness, Milt and I have talked, and future acquisitions and presentations will be done in a manner similar to this, so that we'll have, you know, a PowerPoint presentation and a detailed explanation of what's happening. As we were talking last time, without the materials ahead of us, in front of us, I couldn't follow what the organization would look like. It's just hard to keep up.
Yeah, I think this worked out a lot better.
All right, if there are no questions, we had left it as tabled, and I'd recommend a motion that we find the acquisition or the new company remains suitable for licensing under our standards. So we're not, we don't really have to approve the acquisition, just that they remain suitable based on the information they provided. You know, if they were to have presented information, the McDonald Page or somebody said, you know, this puts them upside down in a position where they're not financially suitable, or they were bringing in a key executive or somebody who doesn't meet the standards, then the board would have issued, but I don't think that's the case here. So, entertain a motion when somebody's ready.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. If there are no further questions, all those in favor? That's unanimous. Thank you for that. That brings us to the next item of unfinished business, which has been lingering.
Yeah, we've looked, and I want to thank Member McNeil for working with us with this. We've been looking on all different avenues in order to put together a better communication, and I think at the end, we kind of decided Dropbox was something that was working best for us. Doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles to it. It's pretty basic, and I think, well, for at least since I've been here, we've been using the Dropbox. So we went back to them, and we figured out that the Dropbox as a means of communications, we're going to have two administrators. There'll be 8 users, terabytes pooled storage, and it will be $1,200 a month. And then if we were to add...
$1,200 a year.
Or $1,200 a year, I'm sorry.
$1,200 a month.
That's a big difference, yeah, $1,200 a year. And then if we have any additions on, in addition to the 8 users, it would be $15 more a month, or $140 for a year. Yeah. So I really think that this is the way to go. I could ask member, board member McNeil, if he want to respond a little bit to that.
Thank you for that opportunity. I do. Actually, in all my research, I'm looking at Dropbox and the things that's transpired over the course of our analysis of these products. Dropbox is more or less the industry standard for data sharing. And for an organization of this size, I think it's reasonable to continue in that vein, only because it's a product we know. It's a product that's well established, and it's something that has proven its worth. And I think the $1,200 amount is something that is reasonable.
For what? $1,200 a year.
A year, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We could get it. We could pay $1,200 a month, but we'd have to leave it all to
us. Yes. So. No, but it has proven to be a very, very useful data sharing tool.
Okay. My goal, I'm the least technologically savvy member of the board, probably.
I wouldn't say that.
Colonel and I are probably in the same boat. When we started, we got a big binder, and the binder was not great for us to take home, because if we took it home, then they couldn't update the binder here, and we were always trying to slide things in and out. We finally went to the tablets, which, and we were using Dropbox, maybe as I hear now, maybe not as we should have been using it, but it was effective and it was efficient. And it allows for somebody here, Kathy or Mallory, whoever's going to do this, to load the information in a folder. So we go to gambling board meetings 2018, and in that folder is the January meeting, the February meeting. All our rules are located there so we can look at them at home. If there's a question during a meeting, we can go over, bring it up, as long as we're connected. We can see previous meetings. You know, Kathy's good about getting us information we need, but all the information would be in Dropbox because it's there. And we don't have to do anything, is the goal. So that if the Colonel or I go to it, it's easy. Go to the monthly, the year, the meeting, open it up, it's before us. That's a goal. I think $1,200 is reasonable, and I certainly trust Greg's instincts with this. Interestingly enough, Dropbox apparently just became publicly traded. I heard that on the way home the other night, right after I got the agenda, so they appear to be doing well. financially, and it does fit what we're looking for. So it's your budget. The $1,200 a year is there.
Yes, sir.
I don't think it requires action from the board. I think that you can keep us organized and get us started. Would we be able to do this so that it's ready for our next meeting?
Absolutely.
You're going to need our tablets. Should we leave them here for, you can do this.
I might have to email you if you changed the password, because I can go into their website, and that's how it would load stuff in.
Okay.
I can add the rules. I don't think you have the rules on yours. So I can do that for here, as long as I know what your password and things are, so.
Yep.
If I have old info, I'll be checking with you.
Okay, so you'll contact us if you need something. The rules, the statute, anything that is relevant to our work should be readily available.
Like we have before, yes.
And are we, one more thing, are we able to go back for the previous information that was there as part of our former use and have that available?
The account we currently have, well, they won't carry it forward, but we can put back in whatever you want.
Okay. I mean, if it's not a lot of trouble, maybe you can go back a bit so we have some information. If it's a lot of trouble, then let's just start fresh and move forward.
How far back can you do that?
You know, if we could go back to 6 months. Barbara?
I just would like to ask that as things are uploaded into Dropbox, if you can send us an email at our other email addresses to make us aware, because mine just sits on the kitchen counter until a few days before the meeting, so.
So when we load things in, we'll send you the email to your personal email.
Yes, please.
Everything's been uploaded.
Perfect.
Especially as we're getting close, I'm sure. To be honest, most of us take this out, you know, Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, start to prepare for a meeting on Tuesday.
Right.
So, you know, not a million emails every time you make a little change, but, you know, when there's something there that we can begin to look at, let us know.
Right.
So, all right, well, that's good news. All right, that brings us to new business.
Okay. Each year pursuant to Title 8, subsection 103.2.R, Gambling Control Board is required to submit a annual report by March 15th of each year to the governor and to the BLA committee. We completed the report. I submitted it for comment. I did get one comment in return and made that necessary edit, updated it, and so now I'm basically looking for a final approval so that we can get this thing done during the committee by the end.
Okay. We've had a chance to look at it and comment. Are there any final recommended changes? Or is the board happy to have the report go as is? This will be sent prior to March 15th, then.
Correct. Actually, on the cover letter, I have dated as March 9th.
Okay. Yep.
On the cover letter,
yes.
So that's when I
do it by March 15th, so.
Yes, absolutely.
Any further recommended changes? Pretty standard, a couple of changes from last year, but not a lot. Just presenting the overall numbers and makeup of the board and what it is that we do. And all of this information, too, is on our websites, publicly available.
Correct. In fact, I think how far do we go back to, like?
Several years.
Yeah. I think we have the last 6 years annual reports actually on our website, yes.
Yeah. If somebody's ready, I'd entertain a motion.
Move we approve the proposed report as presented.
Okay, is there a second?
I'm second.
No further discussion. Those in favor? That's unanimous. It's not quite our record, so we did it in 19 minutes. Do you have anything else under new business?
No.
Anyone else on the board have new business? Seeing none, that brings us to public comment. Is there anybody here that would like to address the board? All right. That's easy. Let's talk about the next meeting day, because we've gotten off cycle a little bit. And some of that's been because of the holidays. So we're meeting late in February. Do you believe there'll be enough? Why don't we play it by ear? Why don't we set the meeting date for March?
Okay.
And the week before the meeting date is due, you and I will talk, and then we can let the public and the board know at the same time whether or not there'll be a March meeting. Right now, because we're so late in February, it would be a quick turnaround for March. And April 24th would be a week later than normal. I kind of like to get back to the 17th, but my concern is for Barbara, that's...
Monday is the holiday for me that week, so...
And it's not for a lot of people. So I would propose we go back to Tuesday, the 17th.
Okay.
That way we're not getting so far out in March and then having a quick May turnaround.
And then the March one, if we have it, would be the 16th? If you have it?
20th.
Be March 20th?
March 20th, okay.
So let's set March 20th, and then you and I will talk a week before.
Okay.
We'll make a decision, we'll inform the board and the public at the same time.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. If there's no other business, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So...
Motion and second, those in favor? Stand adjourned.
Thank you.